This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, as I keep saying, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. Look, this happens from time to time. I don't know what to do about it. But let's see. We got a little technical issue. We'll be back in a second. But I want you to hear, what's his name? David Fisher from Landmark Capital. He's a great guy. You need to hear what he has to say.
David, you know, I would get a kick out of the fact that, we've been talking about this bail-in forever. And you know, people get it. They don't quite understand it, but they get it. And then I've even had some people reach out to me and say, you know, they checked it out. They understand it now, but they still don't know what to do about it. But you've got new literature out called Changing Directions and Changing Times, and a newsletter out, a regular newsletter, Reactive Instead of Proactive Equals Destructive. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we have a monthly newsletter, Joe, that comes out. It's free every month via email. And just on a side note, we don't harass people. We don't send her out a bunch of emails. We don't exchange or sell your emails. None of that. Never have, never will. We send out one newsletter in an email, and to my knowledge, no other email goes out from our company, and I'm the owner of the company, so I should know that for sure.
I hope so.
So, you know, unless there's an individual that they're working with within my company, they might email each other, but otherwise there is no corporate email or a regular email or, hey, we haven't heard from you in a long time kind of email coming from my company. Right. We don't operate that way. But this monthly newsletter coming out the end of July, you know, I talk a little bit about conservative values, traditional values, the beliefs that our country is, you know, formed on, because I grew up on a farm and I kind of weave that into this. And I talk about, you know, free speech, free markets, and freedom to worship. And give a couple examples. I just mentioned one at the end of your program about the $1 trillion spending bill. You know, how it's the same bill, but Republicans loved it now because we have a Republican president. Democrats hate it. Yet for a couple years ago when President Obama was in office, it was just the opposite. Republicans hated it, and Democrats were pushing for it to pass. So it's just another sign of many that our country is not working together. We're reacting instead of being proactive. You know, and we talked about this on your show here a couple of weeks ago. The House Appropriations Committee is supposed to pass 12 bills by April 15th so we can have a budget that gets put into place September 30th, because that's when our new year starts, October 1st. And, you know, they haven't even done that. They haven't done it for 20 years, Joe, because the country has moved more, even more in-depth, entrenched in not working together, the two sides of our parties. And this is a similar sign of falls of nations, where their political system started to degrade, erode, and become non-functional, where they couldn't get anything done. It's our leaders not leading, but fighting.
No kidding.
You know, and this is why sometimes it doesn't actually matter who's president. I don't get me wrong when you hear me on this. I thank God President Trump's in office. But he can only do what he can do unless Congress gets their act together and wants to work together. Mm-hmm. And that's what this business of breakfast was about, was trying to get even the Republicans to work together. So we have division amongst our government, amongst party. The Republicans, Democrats are totally unified. But it's not a working environment, and this is what is causing America more pain, more financial problems, and it's only going to escalate unless we deal with this major issue.
Look, I agree with you. I thought it was hilarious. Like I said to you earlier, I mean, he said exactly what I said. I don't know what it was. I've been saying for weeks, which is it's easy to be a Christian on Sunday morning, right? I mean, everybody's glory, hallelujah, we're all on the same page. But when you get out there in the mix, it's a whole different animal. These guys for years knew that there was no way that this was going to pass, that the health care thing was going to pass, so it was easy for them to vote on it. But let's, you know, again, we could do 2 hours on that. It's just making me nuts. The bail-in report, the Dodd-Frank Act, I mean, I know that didn't they just recently vote on it again?
Well, the House did.
Yeah.
The House voted on it. And, you know, I've done a whole segment on that before, and maybe we should do another one to kind of revise what we talked about since it's up to date. But long story short, it's worse than the original bill. They took – the original bill said banks can't use your money on deposit and leverage your money to put it in the stock market and buy derivatives. This new bill says they can do that. So that's the biggest portion of the problem of the new bill. They're actually – removing a thing called Glass-Steagall and the Volcker Rule. So with layman's terms, what I just said, if this passes the Senate, the new revised Dodd-Frank, it passed the House, so it was going to be dead at the Senate. The Senate's not even talked about it yet. It's been sitting over there for 3 weeks, Joe. So maybe they're going to do it someday after vacation, and that'll be in September. But it hasn't even been talked about, so it's probably not going to get passed in the form that it was presented, because the Senate loves the ability to control banks, and this limits banks from being able to leverage your money. So I support that portion of the Senate if they took that out of the original bill that the House wanted to let free banking industry run wild, which caused 2008. So
when we come back, now that we got our issue dealt with, we are going to deal with what the Russians actually did and didn't do in the 2016 election. Why we're still talking about the 2016 election, I don't know. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Massey, your host. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for seven different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
We are back. Good to see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I do want you part of the conversation. I do want you involved and engaged and understanding truly what's going on. You know, it's this indictment thing. Look, it's been done to death today, but we'll do it a little bit more. You know what I mean? I mean, just let me... let me help you understand some of this crazy stuff that's going on. Now, we know that the Russians, you know, now indicted for meddling. Like I said, I'm sure that Putin's going to round those people up and send them right over to us, right? I'm sure he's working on it right now. The minute he heard what was happening, because he's all for law and order in the United States, right? So, what we're finding out more and more... and some of you on the right are not going to like this, but you know, this is why I keep telling you. When you start screaming things that you don't really have proof of, because somebody said it, or this guy said it, or that guy said it. You know, everybody said that Soros was funding all these anti-Trump rallies. Now we come to find out that, you know, a good portion of them were being financed by who? Come on. The Russians. I mean, it's genius, really, if you think about it. They're funding the anti- and the pro-Trump rallies. That's what we come to find out. You know, talk about sowing discourse. Sowing all this garbage that's going on. Making sure that we really, as Americans, we don't know what's truth and what isn't truth. You know, they figured out before we did how to really handle all the fake information going out there, the fake news, the fake stories. Right? They were popping up Facebook pages all over the place. There were getting stories out there all over the place. So why would Facebook get in the way? They love anti-Trump stories. After the election, the defendants allegedly staged rallies to support the president-elect while simultaneously staging rallies to protest his election. That's according to Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Come on, think about that. They, how, look at, you fund it from both sides. It's genius. And it looks like they're pseudo grassroots organizations. It looks like these are people actually out there that don't want President Trump. And some, and you can know what? You can dress them the way you want to dress them. You can have them look the way you want them to look. You know what I'm saying? For example, let me see. The defendants organized one rally to support the president-elect and another rally to oppose him. Both were in New York City, and both were on the same day. Think of how much that taxed New York City resources. Now, the indictment filing, signed by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, says that the defendants organized a November 12th Trump is not my president rally in New York. And you can see photos. Just go back and look them up. You see photos all over the place on that. And then on the same day, according to the indictment, they also organized a show your support for President-elect Donald Trump. Also a rally in New York. The indictment revealed that the Russians organized a Charlotte against Trump rally in North Carolina. The November rallies are the only anti-Trump events that the indictment links to these Russian actors. It does not draw any connections. Of course not. It does not draw any connections to the widespread anti-Trump protests that were organized after his inauguration. We don't want to do that. They probably didn't work too hard on it. Maybe they caught the same clues they caught with this Cruz kid. Yes, I know. Some of you are going to say too early, but I'm not. Really, seriously. I mean, are they so focused on nailing Trump that they're going to let other things? I wonder how many other things have been let go. I mean, how many other terrorists might be out there that were let go or overlooked because they're so busy trying to hang Trump? The strategic goal was to sow discord in the U.S. political system, so says the indictment. And look at, they did it. And what better way to do it? It would have been even better if they got Bernie. Right? Because if they got Bernie as a nominee, that would have been one heck of a fight, don't you think? But it backfired on them. They didn't, I guess they didn't understand, didn't plan, didn't know how cunning, for real, the Clintons were. Right? I mean, actually, isn't it hilarious that the Russians were probably banking on us being democratic in our process to the core and not realizing really how corrupt the DNC and the Clintons were? When the indictment first filed against the Russian nationals as part of Mueller's probe, effectively it returns focus to the meddling activities out of Russia in the run-up to the 2016 election, 2016. Right? We're trying to blame all this on Trump. They're trying to blame all of the activity on Trump, and now they're finding out that that's not true. The indictment says that starting around June 2016, the Russians began organizing and coordinating political rallies in the U.S. of A. It says that the order to conceal that they were based in Russia, the Russians would pretend to be American grassroots activists who were located in the U.S. but unable to meet in person. It says that in order to build attendance for the rallies, these Russians would promote the gatherings through public posts on fake social media accounts designed to look like they were made by Americans. Now, in a statement released by the White House, Trump said, hey, we cannot allow those seeking to sow confusion, discord, and rancor to be successful. He also sees Rosenstein's comments that the election results were not impacted by the Russian activity. Now, a lot of you can say, oh, yes, they were. Well, you know what? I'm not so sure. You know, there's false information put out all the time, and people don't fall for it. You know, in the area that I live in one year, there was two Republicans running against each other for Congress. The one Republican, every other day, every 3 days for like 2 months, there was another negative postcard, another negative information, more negative information. It was just constant. And people just started running away. I watched people in my own block go from the post office, go from the post box to the trash. They didn't even look at them anymore. Nobody wants to put up with all that negativity. Nobody believes it all. After a while, it gets crazy. You know, I have friends of mine. Yeah, some of them are friends. They send me information. They send me emails all the time about all this crazy stuff going on across the country. Things that we don't hear in the news. I don't want to mention them because I don't want to stir it all up again. Right? Certain activities, certain things that they say the government was behind doing. And I said, do you really think the government could do all of these covert operations against Americans and not screw them up on a regular basis, not bounce into each other? See, I don't believe everything is a conspiracy. I don't believe that everything is a plot from the government to undermine the American people. I think you've given them way too much credit. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
To the Real Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, and just being involved. Really, I appreciate that, just being involved as a whole. If you want to send me an email, you can send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those things that you've been told to be afraid of, and you don't have to. You don't have to be. You know, again, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're involved in the conversation. God, what is it with this stupid thing? Ah, yeah, cool. Anyway, you know, Russian involvement. When you look at what they did and who they were pushing and who they were getting behind, I still don't believe they had as much influence, and neither does Rosenstein, as the left would like to have you believe. You know, again, we're not that stupid. The American populace is not that stupid. They don't like all the negativity. So, you know, Russia started this whole thing. Well, they say they started it back in 2014, but this has been going on for a long time. This is not new. I don't know why we're surprised. I'm just totally, confused as to why we're so surprised by this. We shouldn't be at all. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, the Democrats at Capitol Hill still suggesting that people associated with Trump or his campaign now could have been involved in the Russia meddling. Now, we went from Adam Schiff running around being the moronic figurehead that he is, telling everybody that there's proof that Trump was involved, there's proof, you're going to be surprised when it comes out, there's proof. And there's absolutely not. It's not the first time he's been wrong. Remember the first memo that the Republicans wanted to put out? Do you remember what he said? Oh, my God, this is a breach of security. They're going to find out, you know, the names of our agents. Who's doing? None of that was in there. None of it was in there. So, again, Mr. Schiff seems to be a serial liar. Why wouldn't believe anything he said at this point? I don't know. So either he trusts Rosenstein or he doesn't. And if he doesn't, then why was he so in support of keeping him in there to do the investigation? And if he does it, he should believe what he says, right? The American people deserve to know the full extent of Russian interference in our election and the involvement of Trump officials, so said Nancy Pelosi, the House Minority Leader. Nancy, did you read the indictment? All 32 pages? Not that big of a deal. You should be able to get through 32 pages pretty quickly. She's not interested in that. She's not interested in what they had to say. She's old. This is why I say this Trump derangement is a big deal, and it's real. I didn't think it was real at first, but I read this stuff, and you guys still don't buy it, then it's real. The three Russian entities charged in the indictment are the Internal Internet Research Agency, Concord Management and Consulting, and Concord Catering. All three of those are Russian entities. The 13 Russians charged, I'm not even going to try those names. Let's just say there's 13 Russian nationals charged in the indictment as well. And again, we won't see them. Not going to happen. No way. And it just never, really, really never stops. And it's not going to stop. You guys know that. I don't have to tell you that. You know, anyway. When you think about, I'm just mulling this over. If I go to move on to another story, I can't do it. I'm sitting here mulling over in my head about the Democrats just coming out and saying, there's proof, there's proof. The reason they don't want you to see this is there's proof. The reason they don't want you to see that is because there's proof. There's proof that ties Trump and the Trump campaign directly to the Russians. Well, there isn't. Now, if you want to say that some Trump staffer got snookered into believing a Russian, I don't even know if it was a spy or a Russian national, was an American national and got pulled in that way, what's the big whoop? That I get. People, I mean, Adam Schiff was just fooled on the phone by guys posing as Russian nationals or Russian agents who said they have information. So why should Trump be any different? Right? You got to think about it. You know, Trump made a fool of Hillary Clinton during the 2016 election. Right? It was an absolute revelation for the lefties of the nation who no longer could claim that sort of empirical stronghold on the culture. They were so sure they had a hold of middle America. They were so sure that the average worker was on their side, they didn't even bother with them. Nancy Pelosi called them low-information voters. Clinton and her crow, those were the low-information voters who sat home and watched TV and read their Bibles. They're terrible people. You saw that in Hillary. You saw that in Tim Kaine. You're seeing that today. You know, with The View and others. And you think they're on your side. You think that they're open and they're willing to let you in and they're on your side. Well, they're not. You see, the Democratic voters are merely sheep to these people. Yeah, the DNC just sees you as workhorses and you're owned by them. It's just amazing. So the left concocted this plan to somehow prove that Donald Trump was some sort of Kremlin spy. We heard that a half a dozen times, didn't we? Right, that Trump's really a spy. Well, you could say the same thing about Obama with the way he treated Americans, couldn't you? Didn't love us at all. Right? His election was only made possible by his campaign's collusion with the Russian government. You heard that over and over again. No real evidence. They just can't make the claim. Because they truly do believe that the more you say it, the more others will believe it. How'd that work out for you guys? Now, after months of watching Special Counsel Robert Mueller do his best Gomer Pyle impression, the left is finally getting the indictments they've been waiting for, except there's a problem. None of them are tied to the Trump administration. And somebody, when I brought that up today, somebody sent me an email and said, sent me a message and said, hey, what about the indictments, you know, the few indictments they've already got for lying to the FBI? Well, yeah, but wasn't one of those indictments before? Based on information you got before they part of the Trump team? And then Flynn is now fighting his. So I'm sorry, I don't see how the two of those have any credibility whatsoever yet. Now, the indictment actually says that a Russian organizer called the Internet Research Agency sought to wage information warfare against the United States by using fictitious American personas and social media platforms, all Internet-based. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein said that the defendants created hundreds of accounts using fake persons on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Well, they're good. Rosenstein said there's no allegation in the indictment that any American... Let me read that again. Rosenstein said there is no allegation in the indictment that any American was a knowing participant in the scheme, nor is there any allegation that the scheme affected the outcome of the election. But he didn't go on to say, but we're not done with our investigation yet. We're sure we're going to find that that's not true, and we're sure we're going to find a way to tie Trump to it. Didn't say any of that. Because they know now, after all of this, there's nothing there. This is the part where we dust off our hands, crack a sly smile in the general direction of the liberal left, and move on. Let them burn themselves out. That's kind of where I'm at. Right? Ignore them now. Let them burn themselves out, because that's what they're going to do anyway. There's nothing that liberals are going to accept except point blank, straight on, he gets arrested, he gets indicted, end of discussion, right? It's all they're looking for. They're not going to take less. But it's too bad. Seriously. Because we could move on. We could get so much more done. We could start, you know, saving lives that are being shot up on school campuses. What do you think? When we come back, we're going to talk about Justice Clarence Thomas. He's kind of had it. Well, he's not leaving the court, but he's had it. He says he's worn down with this victimhood culture. Doesn't get it. Talk more about that on the other side of the break. Hey, I've been seeing your host. Listen to the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Please answer the question.
Kind of sorta. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved in the conversations, right? Seriously. Now, while we're on break, I got this thing from an organization called Spiro News, or Spiro News, S-P-E-R-O. And I kind of appreciate what he's written, what he's laid out here. He goes on to say, with today's indictments, Robert Mueller and the Robert Mueller's investigation about Russia interference in American elections, the left-wing media is hysterical. They're still not going to give up. They're still going to try to tie this together. As my team and I wrote today on Spiro News, what Russia did is not unusual. Disinformation campaigns from Russian leaders and Russia and the old Soviet Union had been going on for decades. This is nothing new. And they're right. Maybe those people on CNN, MSNBC, and other places are just too young to know that or to get it. Right? He said he knew this and experienced this when he worked as a diplomat at the State Department. He said, not secret, Everybody knows it. This is nothing new. However, he goes on to say what made this different is that how the leftist media and their Marxist allies use Russia's well-known meddling in our elections to influence an election. And he said, well, that didn't work. They just tried to take down the sitting president. This is not journalism. This is leftist advocacy. And he's right. It's true. If there was any of those, any one of those sources that actually is actually and honestly being upfront and honest with you. Not a one. Because they want what they want. They want what they believe is best for us. They don't care what we want. They don't care what we voted for. They don't care what we brought in. They only care that they believe that they're right no matter what. Now, the freedom we enjoy in this country is totally based on truth, is it not? We can't keep having these lies. And the lies are getting worse. And what makes it easier for these guys, what's making it easier for them to push it out, is those news sources don't only have their own, you know, news facility, way of getting information out, but they head out on social media. Then somebody picks that up and, you know, they post it out, they send it out, and they do it over and over and over and over and over again. So you can hit tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people on a regular basis every night, really. And you know, as the elections start to heat up this year, or they're actually heating up already, you think that media's lies are going to back down? Do you want to get beat like this? If anything, they're going to get more frustrated, more irritated, and it's going to get worse. And there is a campaign to silence conservatives. You already know that. I know some right-wing conservative websites that have already folded this year, because traffic to them have been pretty much stopped. Stopped up, stopped, whatever word you want to use. Now, the marketing departments that are putting some of those companies out of business, the marketing departments that are beating on them, when you go check them out, they're run by hardcore lefties. You know, social Democrats, or socialist Democrats, I should say. If we don't find a way to help get the truth out, keep the truth out there, we can't win. It's really that simple. You can't sit back and wait and expect that everything's just going to happen right. Even you God believers, even those Christian brothers and sisters of mine, go look at what the Bible says about you doing the work too. God gives you the power, God gives you the strength, God gives you the direction, but you need to get off your butt and go do it. Like I tell people about getting a job, you want God to get you a good job? Ask him to tell you where to go apply for a job. You don't sit on a couch and wait for him to have the phone ring. You're going to starve to death there. You're going to die waiting. Anyway, so you think about what's going down. You think about how they're not going to let up easily. They're not going to stop anytime soon. And you still have a major, major fight against you. All right. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas has said he doesn't do many public appearances. And when he does, he's pretty, you know, he's my kind of guy. He's pretty black and white, doesn't screw around with anything. This is the way it is. Have a nice day. All right? But he said that he's exhausted with how everyone seems to consider themselves a victim these days. He said at some point, and remember, this is an African-American male. At some point, we're going to be fatigued with everybody being the victim. Thomas said, the second African-American to serve on the Supreme Court. During an onstage interview at the Library of Congress in Washington, Thomas, a conservative, appointed to the bench in 1990 by President George H.W. Bush, he recalled recently being with a young black woman in Kansas who told him, I'm really tired of having to play the role of being black. I just want to go to school. That's all I want to do. I just get worn down, Thomas said. The justice said that his grandfather had a tough life, but never considered himself a victim. When I was a kid, there were tons of people who were in really bad circumstances, Thomas said. My grandfather would not let us wallow in that. Thomas added that he's my hero. He's the single greatest human being I've ever met. With 9 months of education, and he never saw himself as a victim. So the guy only had 9 months of education, was out there working, never saw himself as a victim, never saw himself as a problem. Now, the Daily Caller, who wrote the article, first drew attention to Thomas's remarks on victimhood. During his remarks, Thomas, who faced a bruising confirmation battle, if you remember, when appointed to the High Court, lamented the confirmation process for judges, saying, you know, it may cause good people to forego serving. Thomas's nomination was nearly derailed after facing accusations from a former assistant, Anita Hill, that he sexually harassed her. Thomas denied the allegations. He said, I don't think the process is what it ought to be, said Thomas. I think that these are serious jobs. And they should be serious. I don't think they should be political or become spectacles or anything along those lines. Thomas said he was confirmed 5 times in 10 years for judicial roles, and it got increasingly worse. This is not a Roman Colosseum, he said. We're not gladiators. I think we're going to lose some of our best people who choose not to go through the ordeal. They don't want to have a fight, or they don't want to have to fight the lion in order to be a judge for the government. He goes on to say, I think this is our own fault for allowing this to happen. Yours truly says that almost every day. Right? We need to stop allowing these things. We need to push back. Right? I mean, seriously, you cannot keep letting this go forward. You cannot keep letting them get away with this. Yes, you. You cannot keep letting them get away with this. On the seventh day, mother released from jail for baptizing daughter. Here's the thing. Now, I remember reading this story a while back. I shouldn't say a while back. I remember reading this story a little while ago. And when you first read it, you go, oh my God, I can't believe this. They're attacking Christians again. But that, which is why I always say to you, even with my articles, I put up titles to throw you off a little bit. To have you say, oh my God. But when you get something like this, you need to stop and think about what they're saying, what they're really saying. Now, they're saying this woman was put in jail for baptizing her daughter. That's what the article is about. But here's what the article goes through for real to say. She wasn't put in jail for baptizing her daughter. She was put in jail for breaking a court order. Now, I don't know what she was like, it doesn't say, but they went through a pretty hard divorce. And the judge gave custody to the kids. Kids custody to the father with visitation rights to the mother. And they were told that the father, which I think is wrong, the father could bring them up in any religion he wanted to, because he had custodial, custody of the kids. And so he got to decide what church, synagogue, temple he was going to take them to. Mother wasn't happy with that. Very complicated situation, right? And when you look at what they went through for this, and then a judge sitting there saying, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to practice your faith, mom, with your child. You're not allowed to do anything with him from a religious manner. So it's amazing what we've come to. Again, as I always say, it's amazing that our founding fathers talked about Christ, talked about how they wanted this, how the nation was to run, where they got their laws from. When it comes to the biblical principles this country was founded on, we can't seem to find those biblical principles anymore. We've made it impossible. Not better. And that's what's making me nuts. I'm Joe, my senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously, I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just being part of the conversation with me. Yes, we're going to talk a little bit about the California, well, what do we call it, California Republic? You want to call it the new country known as California or California? I don't even know. But they are definitely in their own world. We'll be back in just a little bit. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.